So some other ideas? Mm-hmm. Okay. What? Okay. So the answer which the scientists are giving, Paul Ekman actually is the scientist that we're learning from a lot. He says that it's 2 to 4 seconds, which means that we could be long time in some kind of mood, but you said, all of you said that it's energy in motion. This energy, it's like a little bump, bang, doing something inside of us. It just, then that's it. But after this, the mind takes it and do something about it, which could make it last much longer. And where's the house of the emotions? Where is the home of the emotions? Where they live in us? Mm-hmm. Yes, and also there are no wrong answers. I mean, you're not on an exam. Okay. The body is it working? Okay. Just put it upside down. What? No, it's okay. I don't know if people, if you see it, okay, just use. Do you see it? I mean, it's is it necessary to put the lights a little bit down so it be more? Well, but now, okay, maybe today is not the day for this. I'll look at it. Yes, so now turn and you'll see it. So the answer of where the emotions come from is if we look at the brain as a system, not saying which part is responsible for example, hands and fingers, but looking at the brain as a system which has three layers. Each layer is responsible for different kind of, it's a different control systems, which is actually has the idea to make us to survive, because this is the first task to survive. So if you look at this upside down picture, you will see that at the end of the spinal cord, there is the so-called reptilian brain, which is responsible for things like breathing, for the heart rate, things which are connected to the physical body to be this function, which are the most important. The next is the so-called limbic brain or emotional brain. So this is it's in the middle. And there is maybe you've heard about it, it's a small part of it called amygdala, I'm not sure where I have to point it, but so this amygdala is the part which stores memories, and for example, it's easier to explain with phobias. If a dog bite you 10 years ago, there is a memory and the stored memory that dogs are dangerous. So every time when you see a dog, this amygdala, damn, this dog is dangerous, it will bite you, go away from it. And the emotion, fear appears with all the things that comes with it. So it's a control system which is learning somehow from reality around us to be with the task to protect us from being eaten from something. And the third part of the brain is the neocortex or the thinking brain, which is actually only, as far as I know, appears in people. And what makes us different from other even higher animals is that we can say that we have some emotion. For example, dog can't be happy. Dog could be, you saw that dog have emotions, but they don't know that they have emotions because they don't have this part of the brain. So why we have emotions, they are survival programs. For example, the brain and all the system of our body is designed a long time ago, long before we have a fridge with food and shelter like today we have. The time when the system was designed was a time when to survive you have to eat, or you are also food for somebody else. So the emotions are programs to protect us. Yes, till the end it will be ready. So the emotions are programs which are automatically starting to work to protect us. For example, if you want to, anger is the most uncontrolled emotion. Everybody knows anger, maybe. Maybe people not here, no here. Right? But most people know anger. So if you have some obstacle in front of you, if you start praying, meditating, doing anything, it won't move. But if you this anger comes, you will have the power to move it away. The problem with the emotion actually is that these programs, they are the machine of our mind, is designed to protect us. But it sometimes it becomes overprotective. It starts to work without necessary. For example, it's the phobias. That not every dog is bad dog, but since we have this memory, every dog for us is dangerous. So it's programs, but it's a little bit expired. That which means that it needs to be updated. It was the magical world. So in this about this, it comes the moment of where emotional intelligence appears and the need for it. So there is a definition which says that it is about recognizing and being able to use this information that the emotion are giving to us, not to be their slaves. So, how long I have? Because I didn't keep. Okay. Which emotions do you know? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, there. You know that scientists want to, in all kind of science, all fields, they want to break reality, the reality that they are testing, on pieces and put labels on them so they can explain what is this, what is this, what is this, how it works. So in talking about this, they are trying to also to find which emotions are universal, because everybody could say 10,000 of emotions, somebody could say other, but if this emotion is universal, yes, they found that there are five universal emotions. Why they are universal? Because they were trying to find if remote people living in remote places, like somewhere in the jungle, where which people didn't met yet, people from the civilization, do they have the same expression of some emotions? And this research found that there are these five emotions: anger, fear, disgust, sadness, and enjoyment. All of them have many, if you break them by pieces, they have many stages. So this is just the brief, the small picture, the put together everything. So now we'll make a little exercise with you. You know that when people feel angry, you can somehow recognize it. We'll do this in the 1 hour workshop. But there is also another thing, that if we make the expression of some emotion with the face, it makes maybe us feel the emotion inside. Are you ready to do this? To participate? What we found that, maybe you see it, we have 4 unpleasant emotions and 1 pleasant. This is about the surviving, because if you want to survive, you have to be much more careful not to... You first need to survive, then to be happy. If you are happy but eaten, it's not very good. So, do you know this guy? Yeah. From where? Lie to me. Yes. This is Tim Roth. There was... The movie is Lie to Me. It's a very interesting series. I recommend it to you. So now we'll do anger. And what we'll do with the 5 emotions is to make the... With the faces, what is he doing? I'll explain a little bit. And then feel for a few seconds what it makes inside of you. So, anger. You can see the narrow the lips, eyebrows together and a little bit down, very focused looking, seeing, and start to feel the body, what you feel. Maybe it's enough. Yes. Okay, now you can get rid of the anger. With the sadness, after this we'll talk of the role of each emotion. Now we just do this exercise. So, the corners of the lips are down. No focus in the eyes. It's like everything is dropped down. And again, watch the body. What is the body feeling? Somebody says the emotions are in the belly or in some part of the body. Maybe you feel something in these parts of the body. Okay. Did you feel it? Did you went into it?
My throat contracted with the beginning of crying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We continue with disgust. The last one is enjoyment. So we'll go to the good one. So this is, it shows that you don't want something, just pulling up from something. Nose wrinkling and upper lips raised. Okay, did you feel it somehow?
I've heard that disgust is the attempt not to smell something.
Yes, it's
most primitive level.
Yes, it's not to taste it, to smell it. Any ways to just, you want to pull back. The fear, which is the most life-saving emotion. Big eyes open. And stay. Just stay until you feel these changes in the body, this feeling. If you start. Okay. Did you start to have this? It actually came to enjoyment that we will go now. And now, there, you know that there are many. This movie actually lied to me. Is about this guy, Tim Roth, is a detective who is trying to catch if people are lying or not. So you, the smile, it has two important. Maybe you heard it. I don't know. Two important parts. One is the lips. But the other one is these muscles here. And there is one guy, Duchenne, is the name of the guy, who found this, that's why it's called Duchenne smile, which means that the real smile, the really happy person, is also having these muscles. I cannot do it voluntarily. Very many people can do it voluntarily. So try with the lips, what the mouth is doing, and also these muscles. And just stay more with this one. Okay. This is for us from now. Thank you for this part. I wanted to finish with this. thank you for taking part in this presentation, and we'll be happy if you choose to come at 5:00. I don't know which is the how you can check it. There we'll make more. It's also very practical. What we do is very practical. Experiencing in a very interesting and playful manner emotions. Rising awareness of emotion and of emotions, and how to say, being more connected with this, knowing ourselves, knowing others. Thank you one more time.